Welcome, everybody, to a very special Q&A, somewhat unprecedented, in fact, and we're accompanied today with Oz Linden, who is technical director now. Oz, is that right?
Yep. That's my official new title.
That's your official new title, and we're accompanied by Pete Linden, who is global communications director. Is that right?
That's right.
Wonderful. Thank you, guys. Thank you both very much for agreeing to do this. So there has been, we'll get right started. There's been a lot of concern about the future of Second Life, and there's been a lot of negative reaction and fears among Second Life people. And so I'm hoping that today we'll be able to resolve and reassure some folks that Second Life still has a bright future, as Linden Lab has continued to insist is true. And we're going to have a lot of questions today, so I'm going to get right started. Pete, I'm going to start with you, if that's all right.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to start out with a blunt question. Does Linden Lab have plans, either near or far, to shut down Second Life? Has Linden Lab discussed, planned, strategized on how they're going to shut down Second Life, or even if there is any intention of shutting down Second Life? Does Linden Lab intend to shut down Second Life?
No, absolutely not. And in fact, as I think we'll get into discussing today, we have plans to continue to improve it. No plans to shut it down. It's not going away. And we have quite a bit planned to continue to make Second Life better and better.
Wonderful. So there you have it, folks. That's it for today. Thank you all for coming. Linden Lab has no plans. Okay, let me just say, Pete, your communications director, your credibility is your biggest asset. I mean, if you didn't have credibility, it would be basically career suicide. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct.
So, I think it's fair to say that Pete is not lying. And so, for all the people who have these huge fears that Second Life is going to die, you've heard it from the horse's mouth. Second Life is not being shut down. Linden Lab has no plans to do such a thing. Peter, do you have? I'd like to give you the opportunity to provide a message to the community.
Great. Well, I think the main message that I'd love to get across here is largely what I've just said, which is, Oz and I wanted to come this morning to reiterate what we've said in emails and comments directly to questions, and Ebbe's been saying in the forums a number of times, and that is, again, not only is Second Life not going away, but we're going to continue to improve it. It has a long future ahead of it. After 11 years as the most successful virtual world created by everyone who's here today and all of the creators in Second Life, we have no intention of abandoning them or giving up on this wonderful platform. We have a lot coming. But again, the basic message that I'd love to get across is just, it's not going away. More improvements are coming.
So keep calm, carry on, more or less.
Essentially, yes.
That really, really applies, I think, in this case. And something that's interesting is in the reaction that we've had from the community, something I just want to point out, the Firestorm team, one of the reasons we're sometimes criticized because we have a private development chat, whereas everything else we do is transparent. And the reason we do that, though, is because from time to time, we have disagreements and arguments, and it's kind of like in the same way that you don't families have arguments, and you don't want your neighbors to hear you arguing and fighting. It's none of their business, really. And so we kind of do the same thing. So we do have arguments and disputes, and in many ways, though, I think that's an indicator that we're on the right track. It means that if people are getting angry about something, it means that they care. And so one of the things I want to point out is that the fact that there has been such a angry reaction from the community, it's actually indicative of the fact that I think Second Life has a very strong and dedicated customer user base. And so in that way, although, there's been a lot of conjecture and upset people. I think if you look at it from the direction that it means there's a lot of people in Second Life who really care about Second Life, that should say something to LinnLab and all of us here that Second Life is still alive and strong. It is the residents that keep things, you know, firm and going. And so there's that.
Actually, I'd like to second that. I take all of the indications of distress and even the criticism as something very, very positive.
Yeah.
People wouldn't bother to criticize us for what they see as our flaws. And, you know, we can all either agree or disagree about whether or not individual issues are a big deal. And that's a conversation I'm looking forward to. But they wouldn't be bothering to criticize us if they didn't think Second Life was worth having, right? And worth improving.
Exactly.
That's a conversation we'd love to continue to have. We'll try to improve the things we can improve. We will try to respond to the things that we can respond to. And we appreciate the connection with the users that we've got here.
I actually get worried when in our development processes on the Firestorm project, I get worried when we have periods where there's no fighting, because that makes me think, uh-oh, it means people aren't caring now, something's wrong. You know, in many ways, the fighting and the drama is, like you say, it's indicative of people caring. So I think if nothing else, it proves that as far as the customer base is concerned, we're all here to stay.